Science Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is February 2nd, 2017. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. Yes, turmoil. Look around the United States. We see colleges burning up. We have crowds at the airport with consistent riots. I call them riots by the leftists, destroying even their own property. We have this going on worldwide. Things like this are happening. Prophecy is happening. One thing after another after another. And yet the American prophets are sitting back, and most of them are going, oh, Donald Trump got president, so I guess everything changed. Really? There is so much going on, you just don't get it. You just don't get it. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of that shofar? Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682, and I cannot emphasize to you how dire the time is. You really need, and we're praying we can keep informed. The devil's coming out in all kinds of attacks against us. Even just my poor wife, she has we live in a rural community, you know. We got about a half a block in this little community, and she has chickens and ducks, and, you know, she loves them. They're her pets. Yeah, we get eggs from them. And you know what happened? This might not sound like a lot to you, but it was devastating to her. Some wild dogs come over and slaughtered all of them, and she's just to tears. But this is one of many attacks that just keep coming against us, one thing after another, and trying the devil hitting our finances. You know, when I thought December was bad, but January was like somebody pulled the plug out of the bathtub, and I'm sitting there, you know, with nothing. And so we really, really do need your help. But you can always find updates with the breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, all at our ministry hub, which is simply prophecyhour.com. prophecyhour.com, and you can find ways to donate over there. The devil is trying to stop this radio program, but I believe it belongs to the Father, so pray about supporting it, radio, and supporting Wichita Mission Church. Remember, you can send us prayer requests. We'll take them to Wichita Mission Church, anoint them with oil, and pray over them. Send them back to you if you want them. Anyway, there's also a prayer request form on the right-hand side of Prophecy Hour and MessiahsBranch.com pages. Remember, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's also live right now on YouTube, and it's also on some FM stations, let alone goes to podcasts all over the world. Pray about support and airtime. We do need your help. On another note, let's thank our listener base that's in places like Jerusalem, Israel, Manila, Philippines, Cape Town, South Africa, San Diego, Chile, and, of course, cities here in the good old USA. And let's not forget, they're even listening. The Russians are even listening in Moscow. Anyway, Houston, Texas, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Texas, Plano, Texas, Lexington, Kentucky, Long Beach, California, San Jose, California, all over the United States, as well as Wichita, Kansas, which remains the largest group of listeners to our radio programs when they come to podcast later tonight. And you folks that listen in Wichita, I cannot emphasize on how bad we need blankets and coats and things. Pray about bringing them in and even donating food. Now, I need to get on with this so we can get our guest on for a very important program tonight. And I pray you open your ears. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray that radio night goes according to your will and not mine nor our guest's will. But, Father, give everyone out there ears and wish to hear the truth and understand the truth. Lift the veil in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen and amen. Well, our guest tonight is Steve Henderson. He spent the last 30 years as a pastor, evangelist, and equipper in the ministry. In the last several years, Steve has been called into the area of teaching prophecy. You should go to his blog, The Sure Word of Prophecy. That's surewordofprophecy.org, I think it is. Yeah. Anyway, go over there and check it out. Most of you know Steve. More about him later, but let's just get Steve on. Steve, I hear tonight you're going to talk about the convergence of the prophets' writings, so welcome, Steve.
Grace and peace to you, Pastor Dan. I'm humbled by your invitation and delighted to be on your program again. Thank you so much for thinking of me and this great, important program.
Well, you always have something great to talk about. But, you know, I'm really with you on the convergence of the prophets' writings. You sent me the little note after I invited you on, said, well, this is what we'll talk about. I see there's so many American prophets, and I'll call them, or Western prophets, whatever you want to call them, or ministry people, whatever, that have just since the Trump presidency, it's like they crawled in a hole and they're waiting for something to happen because they can't figure out what's next because of this. They're blind. They're not seeing what all's happening in the Middle East. They're not seeing what's happening with Persia. They're not seeing what's right in front of their eyes. Do you see any of this?
I think it's so significantly clear that we're looking, Brother Dan, at many prophecies converging together. Little pieces of the prophetic puzzle blending into a huge portrait of the coming final days before our King Yeshua returns to give his reward to us. And eternal life, my friend, wow, just around the corner, and we ought to be wide awake. You know, the scripture declares that the wise will be sleeping at a certain time, and I think the wise are flat-busted asleep. And it's mind-blowing to be here in our day watching the prophets' writings come alive and jump right out of the book and into the world scene. And I agree with you, brother. A lot of the world's pastors and evangelists don't have a thing to say about it.
Yeah, amen. They're just blind. I mean, a lot of them were so outspoken. They were disappointed. I don't know what else to say. They had based everything on, you know, Obama bringing the whole world down and him staying in office, or else when it got to look like he was going to leave office, you know, willfully, they said, well, he'll still be in office because Hillary will be a continuation of Obama, so that'll be Obama. And then it didn't happen, and they're like, what? You know, they just weren't focused on the Bible, were they? I mean, what do you think happened with all that?
Well, I'm going to give you a good idea here in just a little bit of what I think is taking place as far as President Trump and the odds of him being put in the presidency and where this is all heading. You know, brother, we're admonished and warned time and time again to watch, so be not caught off guard, and pray that you do not enter into temptation. Watch and pray, the thief is on his way. Yeshua warned us, behold, I'm coming as a thief. Blessed he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And as I scan, Pastor Dan, the base of the Christian sector, it alarms me on how many are dull of hearing, and they turn their ears from the truth and turn to fables. And many are coming up this time and going to be caught with their pants plumb off. I believe that. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm in total agreement with you. The generality in the pastors have been leaving the world of prophecy or even talking about salvation. I was talking to a man at the gym last night, and we got into a conversation because the news was on, and he was telling me about how he had contacted several churches to do a project, and they said, well, we're not talking about salvation right now. What do you mean? Mainstream church not talking about salvation?
You know, if it weren't so sad, it'd be funny, but it's pathetic. You know, the attitudes that permeate even the Christian sector. You know, prophecy demands that we pay attention. You know, it says that we have a more assured word of prophecy, that you do well to take heed, Pastor Dan. And remember the prophet's writings about the last day. It says, and knowing this first, there'll be scoffers that will come in the last day, walking according to their own lust, saying, where's the promise of his coming? For since our fathers fell asleep, all things just continue the way they were since the beginning of creation. And this kind of attitude is all over the place. Those who have turned from the truth, scoffers and hypocrites, they forget that all the former declarations that came from Yahweh's mouth came to pass exactly as he said they would. A few paid attention, but most didn't. Those who have heeded the warning have been the ones who seem to fare much better. For example, you know, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his household. You know, if we see these things coming to pass for eyes, we need to be and divinely warned of the things to come. We should be moving with godly fear and be preparing the ark for the saving of our own households. And salvation should be the essence of a man and his own home, first of all, and then once he's got his home saved, then he goes out from there and becomes a light to the world, a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hidden. You know, and we just don't get it nowadays. We're too involved with us for no more shut the door attitude. And if you don't believe the way I do, brother, we'll go down the road. You know, and we're, the Christian sector is so divided that we're so heavenly minded we can't be any earthly good anymore. Amen.
Yeah, amen. And you know, you hit the nail on the head. You know, the scriptures fit perfectly with what's going on. And these people that are not doing salvation right now, or not doing prophecy right now, they are fulfilling prophecy right now. You know what I'm saying? And so, absolutely. So, I'm really waiting. I really want to hear what you got to say tonight. And so, you know, I'll just butt in and comment as we go along. But, you know, let's warn the people, brother.
Well, my friend, and again, I thank you for letting me share my heart here. I think that people need to hear a straight message, not a watered down one. And, you know, Yeshua foretold a day like Noah's day. If he was warned and made an ark, you know, it said that they ate and they drank, they married wives, given a marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. And it would happen the same way before the Son of Man returns, and it kind of sounds like the day we're in, a world full of distraction and deception, and, you know, we're in that day. I mean, people are just so full of distractions that we cannot get the things done that God has called us to do, even within the body of Yeshua. And all these prophecies I mentioned thus far, Pastor Dan, are here in our faces and are converging together, and there's much more, brother. And I stopped to think. I want to switch gears in my remark you made about the changeover of the presidency. When I hear President Trump's remarks that he's going to make America great again, it sets me back to the story of the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar, who Yahweh used for his purpose. He was called by Yahweh himself to do a work among his own people. And the king made a proclamation very similar to President Trump's. The prophet Daniel tells us of a watcher that was found there in that particular setting, who in the book of Daniel chapter 4, I'll just read just a couple of verses here. It's chapter 4 and verse 13. We'll start there. And in that time when Nebuchadnezzar got big-headed and he said, you know, I got a great nation, it's me that did this and that, and there's a watcher, the book says, a holy one, coming down from heaven, and he cried with a loud voice and said, chop down the tree and cut off its branches, strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beast get out from under it and the birds from its branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump and roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze, in the tender grass of the field, let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him gaze with the beast of the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from that of a man, and let him be given a heart of a beast, and let seven times pass over him. This decision is by the decree of the watchers, and a sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. gives it to whomever he will, and sets it over to the lowest of men. And Daniel, the fourth time, told that great leader something else that I think is vitally important as we begin to consider what's taking place with our President Trump here. He said to King Nebuchadnezzar, Yahweh changes the times and seasons, and he removes kings and raises up kings, and he gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. Pastor Dan, I'm going to tell you, I believe there is a setup taking place here. Consider the odds of Donald Trump reaching the presidency, and I'm certain that the Almighty God of heaven has risen up this man for this time to accomplish his purpose. The prophet's writings are all coming together. They are converging into what anyone who is watching would call the final days of Earth's history. President Trump is a man of the hour. The whole world is watching his every move. Some have had their hope restored, trusting that we might be able to bail ourselves out of all these problems that are all around us. Others are out in the streets. One big celebrity has said that she thought about blowing up the White House, for crying out loud. Even former President Obama was in a headline in an article from the Times of Israel a couple of days ago entitled, Obama Praises Anti-Trump Protesters Across the U.S. The caption says in this article, former president hardened by public activism says ban on Muslims, not American. Brother Dan, this is a very troubling day that we find ourselves in, and I believe this is just the beginning. I found it astounding that as President Trump is placed into the White House at this day and time, several main issues stand out prophetically, significant issues that he made important during his campaign. Now, please listen. Three of the main agendas on President Trump's list concern Iran, Israel, and Jerusalem, and not to mention the eradication of ISIS off of the face of the earth, in which he said before the whole world. And as you're aware, and as you've declared in your introduction, the world has gone mad, and he is creating a whole bunch of anti-American people around this world at this particular moment. There are people out riding the streets here in America, let alone the countries that he's banned, and they're out there shouting, death to America, death to Israel. And I'm telling you, something is taking place. And yes. Is it any coincidence that he has placed three war generals on his cabinet? One's called Mad Dog.
Let me believe
that Iran is a threat, and they have come out in the open and told it like it is. In fact, yesterday's news in Iran, or about Iran, they've been put on alert. And I don't know if people are really aware of how significant in prophecy this really is, but I'm really in shock that most people have ignored a good segment of prophecy and have written it off as something that's happened in the history. And so, therefore, they don't look for anything in the future. And I'm more specifically, as you probably know where I'm going here, about the prophecies of Daniel.
Yeah, amen.
Just in a statement yesterday, brother, by the National Security Advisor, General Flynn, he says, we're officially putting Iran on notice after the missile test. Now, if you've been watching the news, and I know you have, Iran just shut off another intercontinental ballistic missile, and under the auspice and violation of UN mandate, and you know they are just completely out of line, and they're in our face shouting that we're not going to get away with this violation of our nuclear deal. They think we're violated, but they're over there doing all kinds of subversive things they're hiding. Their nuclear program, they're putting missiles under mountains and all kinds of things.
Right.
But yet it's leaking out. You know, they're putting a missile defense system on top of their underground nuclear facility. They're in one of their places in Iran. And so General Flynn has spoken out yesterday, and here's what he said. Recent Iranian actions, including a provocative ballistic missile launch and an attack against a Saudi naval vessel conducted by Iran-supported Houthi militants underscore what should have been clear to the international community all along about Iran's destabilizing behavior across the Middle East. The recent ballistic missile is also in defiance of UN Security Council Resolution 2231, which calls upon Iran not to undertake any activity related to ballistic missiles designed to be capable of delivering nuclear weapons, including launches using ballistic missile technology. There are just in the latest series of incidents in the past 6 months in which the Houthi forces that trained by Iran and armed by them have struck Emirati and Saudi vessels, have threatened U.S. and allied vessels transiting in the Red Sea. In these and other similar activities, Iran continues to threaten U.S. friends and allies in the region. Iran continues to threaten U.S. friends and allies in the region, and the Obama administration failed to respond adequately to Tehran's malign actions, including weapons transfers, support for terrorism, and other violations of international norms. The Trump administration condemns such actions by Iran that undermine security, prosperity, and stability throughout the Middle East and place American lives at risk. Notice the three words, security, prosperity, and stability. I remember hearing that in one of the books there in the First Thessalonians. It says, when you begin to hear the words peace and security and stability, then know that sudden destruction is coming. Well, President Trump has severely criticized various agreements reached between Iran and the Obama administration, as well as the United Nations, as being weak and ineffective. Instead of being thankful for the United States for these agreements, Iran is now feeling emboldened, as today we are officially putting Iran on notice.
I think there's part of the problem. You know, we keep saying Iran. Maybe we should go back and rewrite all our Bibles to put Iran in there instead of Persia, and maybe they would understand it. Because
Absolutely.
This is insane. When I saw them testing missiles yesterday, and Trump putting them on notice, and let alone with the war generals, it doesn't look like we're headed to peace, brother.
No, brother, we are fulfilling that prophecy in which Prophet Daniel declared would happen 2,500 years ago. It's in our face, and now Iran is being put on notice by the administration of the Trump government. And I'll tell you, this man, with his temperament, could very well be the person that would say, you know, unlike the Obama administration that took such a different tactic, I just don't think Trump's going to put up with much. In fact, recent news in today's time.
Let me break in. We got to go to break in about 30 seconds, and so let's give your website, and we'll come back, and I promise I'll let you talk more.
Okay, brother. My website is surewordprophecy.org, and in there you'll find a presentation called Israel, Iran, and the West, the Coming Prophetic Showdown. You might want to check that video out sometime.
Israel, Iran, and the West. Prophetic Showdown. Okay, and folks, he's got a lot of other good things over there. Go over there and check him out. It's really good. He's got a lot of stuff. But in the meantime, we got to give a break. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, The economy is really low right now. You know, while people say a Trump presidency can be prosperous, if we don't end up in war, I do believe that it will be prosperous. We just don't know what's going to happen. But we really need to keep this radio program, and we need the work with the homeless and poor goes on and on and on. We really do need your help. Yes, as far as radio goes, I just got a big sack today of books from World Net Daily of speakers that they want me to put on the air. Okay, so we've got some new guests coming for you. Joel Richardson's going to be on next week. But we've got a great guest on tonight with Steve. And you really should listen to Steve's warning. You need to wake up. But we need to keep this warning message coming to you. So we need support for radio. This radio program doesn't sell anything. We don't sell nothing. It's a miracle that we're on the air, because radio programs like ours don't get along without sponsors or selling products. And we don't sell anything. Those commercials you hear aren't our commercials. Those are radio station commercials. Those don't sponsor our airtime. And so we're just here because people like you have donated and continue to donate to keep this Watchman message going on out. Folks, the world's in great turmoil. You just need to realize it. And the poor, they need to be taken care of. Folks, we are responsible to care one for another. We are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the fodder notices all donations that come from where? Can't hear you. From your heart. From your heart, brothers and sisters. If you don't wish to help the poor, then consider airtime. We need your help. You can donate online or mail a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And now let's get back with Steve Henderson, because he's got some really important things to tell you. So please listen to this, brother. Back to you, Steve.
Pastor Dan, again, I commend you on your work that you're doing with the homeless and poor, and I encourage your supporters to send in money at your time of need, and which reminds me, I need to be sending in a donation myself, brother. So you keep up the good work.
Well, I appreciate that, but I really do thank you for that. But I really appreciate what you're doing and the message tonight, because, like I say, brother, people are looking for a politically correct message to go out there and you know, one that seems to fit. This message that you're giving tonight, the people need to hear it. Back to you.
I believe so. If only people would get their fingers stuck out of their ears. You know, I don't think they want to hear it. They want it to be comfortably past or comfortably future. They never want to be in their day or in this time. There's a lot of things they want to get done before the Lord returns.
Freeze on that a minute. I have heard that so many times in my lifetime, and even now, people say, once you're ready for your show to come, it'll be glorious. Oh, well, there's some things I've got to do first. What could be more important about transformed and having Yeshua come? Drives me crazy.
And see, that's the essence of the message, brother. You know, it's not about the events that are transitioning before his return. I think we need to be made aware of him, because I see, unlike many, I see a great time of trouble coming on the earth, and we better be grounded in the Word of God seriously, and we better have our relationship right, not our religion, because we are getting ready to see the winds of war plummet the earth. I believe that, and it's before our very eyes. And Yeshua put it this way: he that hears the words of mine and does them will be likened to a man that set his house on a rock, and when the winds and the streams and storms hit the house will not fall. But if you hear those words and don't do them, then I'll be likening you, man, that built your house on the sand, and when the winds and the storms hit your house, great will be your fall. And castles made of sand will fall in the sea eventually, an old songwriter used to say. And I believe the Father of Heaven is trying to get our attention. And by the prophetic word, he brings light and understanding to the simple. And so, brother, I know there's a lot of people that, Yeshua calls them evil servants. And what's the evil servant saying? My Lord delays his coming. And I see a lot of that right now. So let's move onward back into the theme of of where I'm heading with this conflict that I see about to take place. Before the commercial break there, we talked about General Flynn's warning to Iran yesterday. In today's news, from the Times of Israel, February 2nd, it says in this caption, Trump, nothing off the table in response to Iran's missile test, U.S. President issues another warning to Tehran. In this article, brother, it says, President Donald Trump said that nothing is off the table when it came to a response to Iran's controversial test this week of a ballistic missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. In addition, House Speaker Paul Ryan jumped on board in this article in support of President Trump by adding, Iran, don't forget, is the biggest state of sponsor of terrorism in the world. Iran writes on their missiles in Farsi, Hebrew, and English, death to America, death to Israel, and then test them. So this is not a friendly country that has global peace or national security interests in their minds. And today, in the very essence of response, Iran fires back with a response out of Al Jazeera News on February 2nd today, and it says this, Iran slams provocative U.S. warning over missile test. Tehran will not yield to useless threats from an inexperienced person over a missile program, Bahram Ghassemi of Iranian Foreign Ministry was quoted as saying on Thursday. He said that the claims were baseless, repetitive, and provocative. This is not the first time that an inexperienced person has threatened Iran, he said. The American government will understand that threatening Iran is useless. Brother, for many years now, as you're well aware, and I think back when I first got on your program back in 2013, I shared with you about the writings of Daniel, and you and I discussed over this program on several occasions. I believe that Iran that is front and center in a big battle is the one that is there in Daniel chapter 8, which Gabriel declared was an end-time vision, and specifically said that this ram involved Persia. And in this battle, there's another player, a battle between the West with the emphasis placed on a great horn on his forehead, which will jump into the conflict over there because of some type of aggressive nature of the ram, who's clearly identified as an end-time media Persia ram, who is going out bullying its regional neighbors. And because it's doing that, the goat will be very angry and react harshly at what the Persian ram is doing and make war with it. The goat will come across the surface of the whole earth from the west, from the air, and then stomp on the ram, break it down, leaving it without any horns. And then the prophet turns to this great horn again and prophesies. Therefore, the male goat grew very great, and when he became strong, the large horn was broken, and in place of it, four noble ones came up toward the four winds of heaven. So in the prophet's vision, he sees a great nation shatter into four horns that go out over the face of the whole earth, affecting the whole world. It was a great nation. After the war with the ram, it became a very great nation. Then, kaboom, the great nation is cut down. Bottom line, brother, at the end of this war, the great nation appears to brag about its mighty power, and then it collapses. And out of all this calamity, it all winds up with a little horn winding up in Jerusalem. And this is the essence of Daniel 8, brother. And I believe this to be truer than ever before. And something we don't consider, and you know what, in our headlines, in Trump's agenda, there's a lot of things taking place around the world in the opinion of what Trump is trying to do in moving the embassy of the United States from Tel Aviv down to Jerusalem. And he made that one of his promises in his presidential platform. And because he said that, and because he has put a ban on seven or eight Muslim countries from coming in here, this guy has done more in a week or so than Obama did in 8 years. And this whole world is reacting in a very reactive manner. They're really angry. I think the United States is getting more flack from the foreign nations right now than they ever have. And the FLAC is over not only banning Muslims, but also moving this embassy to Jerusalem. And we understand, brother, that in the end, the prophet Zechariah, another converging prophet who brings his message to this time, it's not just about Iran here, but it all goes from this conflict in Daniel 8, from the great war between the West and Iran, and then when the great nation collapses and it affects the whole world, and the four beasts come up out of the sea, a lion with eagle's wings, a bear, a leopard, and a dreadful and terrible beast, and then out of that has 10 horns, and then a little horn comes up and waxes great. And there's a time prophecy on here. It's a time, times, and a half a time. When you combine all of those prophecies together in Daniel and Revelation and put it all together, you find that at the end, Jerusalem will be the focal point of the world. God is going to bring the attention of the world back to Jerusalem, the place where he placed his name and where it all started when he put Abraham up on that mountain with his son, Isaac. And lifted his knife, and then it was afterward that God did provide himself a great sacrifice in that same place outside of the walls and outside on the city of Jerusalem. And in that great city, there will be two prophets someday here in the near future who are going to be prophesying against the world in that great city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt. And we recognize that when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where? In the holy place. Now, anyone in that day when the prophet was writing that would have known where the holy place or the sanctuary that is spoken of in Daniel chapter 8 would be. Any time in an Old Testament prophecy you find sanctuary or holy place, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful is her situation. There is joy in the whole world. It is Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king. The great king has a great city, and all the attention of the world is turning back to this place called Jerusalem. And I find it very significant that what is going to stir all of this up is something that Iran is doing, and it's out front and center in the news, brother. Here's a recent news article yesterday out of, this would be out of the Jerusalem Post, and I lost my article here.
Yeah.
Iran prepping spark bomb attacks on Jerusalem. Now, here in the last year or 2 years, they have even put together a fake Al-Aqsa Mosque in Iran, and he gathered a bunch of army and military people to come together and attack the mosque in anticipation of what they're going to do over in Jerusalem at some point in time. They want to remove and annihilate the Jews out of their land, and they are hell-bent on doing it. And this particular article says Iran is prepping smart bomb attacks on Jerusalem. This was yesterday's news, and it says, go ahead, brother.
I want to throw, I don't know if this is the proper time for it, I'm going to throw it in because it's right about it, and you can, I don't know if you saw this, from Israeli Breaking News Israel, it's a really good place for everybody to go, but they just put an article out, and that was on, but it was on January 30th, and it says, this new UN chief, because they just changed the United Nations head in the United Nations, believes that the temples were Jewish and blast anti-Semitism. Now, that's a really weird shift, isn't it, from what they just put out? I still haven't figured out this one. Back to you.
Well, it's very evident. I hold the opinion that the UN is going to be given power, his seat and great authority at some time. I liken it to the beast in Revelation 13, the composite beast in Revelation 13 that brings together the whole world under the mandate of a beast that enforces a mark. And it's just a unity of nations is what it is. The whole world's going to jump on board because all the world will wander after the beast. And so evidently the UN will have some part in this. How it's all detailed, we can only tell, you know, as the scroll unrolls. But the UN is playing a very significant part at this moment. Just here recently, we understand that, you know, there's been a lot of talk against Israel in the United Nations. Here just recently, 70 nations came together and to, you know, come against Israel. And I think that there's a more of an anti-Semitism nature every day that we continue on with our prophetic walk. And it's very amazing to me that, you know, throughout the history of the ages, the Jewish people wound up in some pretty bad places. And the Holocaust, you know, was just such a tragedy. And out of the tragedy of Holocaust came the United Nations, and they wound up putting together a resolution that would bring Israel back together by the hand of Yahweh himself in 1948. But Jerusalem was to be an international city under the mandate of the United Nations. And I find it even more significant, brother, that the quartet, listen, the quartet. Why I find that interesting, this group that's been together since 2002 has been commissioned by the United Nations, called the quartet, and the United States of Europe, Russia, and the European Union, okay? And they're put together to formulate a strategy to try to bring together a two-state solution between the Palestinians and Israelis. And what I find really interesting is they've been together, and they meet on an annually basis to try to come to some type of resolution of how they're going to bring a two-state solution to Israel. And the whole issue there is Jerusalem. And Palestinians want Jerusalem as their capital, and of course the Jewish people say that Israel is the eternal capital, and they'll never give that up. And that is the focus of the whole conflict, and the animosity of the Arab world toward Israel, the occupation they call it, and they're going to try to remove the occupied territory back and give it back to the Arabs. And this is the whole bottom line of what Iran is focused on, is supporting the Palestinians in their endeavor to get back Jerusalem. And so it's all heading there, brother. And the United Nations is right front and center in the middle of it. And something is going to have to give power to these strategies. Because remember, in Isaiah, the devil's whole intent, when he said, "I will be like the Most High, I will, I will ascend above the clouds of heaven, and I will sit on a mount of the congregation on the sides of the north." Now, where is that? That is right over there on the place where Yahweh placed his name, and he said that would be forever. At some place in time, he's going to go over there, and he's going to sit down in a temple showing himself to be God. Amen. And I believe, brother, with the talk of the third temple, with all the vessels being conducted and put together as we speak, with the cornerstones cut out, and with the Israeli government getting involved, and it's becoming more of an open genre to the cabinet of Israel, that maybe we ought to build that third temple in a prayer place for all nations. And it's really shocking, a lot of it that's going on, but it's all going back to that little place called Jerusalem. And it's in world news, and it's in the agenda of Donald Trump and the United States. And what is even more interesting is Donald Trump has reaffirmed his friendship with Netanyahu and Israel, and reaffirms his support for Israel. And with his idea of going and bringing the embassy down to Jerusalem, he's making a statement before the world, and he's endorsing Israel's rightful place in Jerusalem for it to be the Jewish capital of Israel, and the Arab world is in a frenzy about it. And so speaking at last Sunday's Weekly Cabinet, Netanyahu, he asserted that, you know, Israel's fundamental alliance with the U.S. was tight and getting tighter. And he wanted to make it unequivocally clear that his position has always been, always will be, that the U.S. embassy needs to be in Jerusalem. And Netanyahu said that it is the capital of Israel, and it's proper that not only should the American embassy be here, but all embassies should come here. And I believe that over time, most of them will indeed come here to Jerusalem. But according to the prophets, brother, it says that one day I am going to bring all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Now, how in the world could that happen? I mean, that sounds like science fiction. But as we look in today's world and we look at the focus moving back to Jerusalem, it's very, very evident that we are looking at the prophets' writings converging in on that place. And not only in Jerusalem, but more so the Temple Mount, which is actually the issue of issues. And, you know, and the Jewish people are saying, you're going to have to remove those mosques from the holy site of Israel. And, of course, we know what's going to happen if anything of that nature is put forward. But the talk is there. And the Arab world's getting really nervous. And then the Palestinian leader Abbas is inflaming the world and the European Union with his rhetoric and trying to get sympathy. And I understand that Obama just sent, just his last day in office, sent it to the Palestinians, what was it, 200 and... 20 million or was it 220 million, brother?
Something like that, but Trump stopped it. It's under review. They're not going to get it.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's coming back there, and I understand, according to the prophecies, that one day there's going to be someone show up over there that's going to have a solution to the problem. And so what happens?
Let me intercede for a second.
Sure.
You know, I absolutely, and this is to you folks too, what Steve's saying is absolutely right. Persia has such a strong, Iran then, has such a strong role, and I think the next things that are going to happen, I mean, you know, but there is a lot of other prophecy things going on. Just like Steve said, you need to listen to him. Well, I don't know how the temple's going to be built. I don't know who's going to erect it. I don't know who's going to be responsible, but it does, well, I do know that the whole world is shaking, and they're shaking around this little place called Jerusalem, and so you need to heed the warning. Steve, we got about a minute and a half. Back to you.
Okay, look for the ram to push. Right now, they're pushing as far as Syria. Their arc of influence is stretching to the Mediterranean. They're in the Golan Heights. They're in Yemen. And when the ram begins to push, three different directions, then know at some point in time that goat from across the surface of the whole earth from the west, with the great nation leading the way, is going to get into battle. When that happens, it's all going down and converging to this place called Jerusalem, friends. Watch and pray that you be counted worthy to escape these things, to stand before the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Yeshua is coming, and we need to blow the shofar and give it a certain sound. We're getting ready to go home, friends. So be watchful and pray that you'll be able to have this readiness for when these winds begin to blow. Great will be our stand in a day, in evil day, having done all to stand in the power of his might.
Amen, brother. Let's give your website again and point again to that video that we were talking about.
Yeah, so the website is surewordprophecy.org, and I have a video called The Coming Prophetic Showdown, Israel, Iran, and the West. And it's based out of Daniel 8. It's about a 90-minute presentation. It took me several years to put together. And then I had to do an upgrade last year in November. And now I should be doing another upgrade because it's becoming even that much more clear. And I've been saying this for 20-plus years. And I think it's high time to take a look at the process, Daniel, brother.
Amen. It really is. And Steve, you know, while we got to go, I want to remind you that, brother, if the Father puts something on your heart that you really feel needs to get out to radio, make sure you send me an email or call me or something and let me know, and we'll work you on. But anyway, thanks for being on with me, brother. You're such a blessing. Bye-bye and shalom.
You're
a
blessing to me, brother. Love you. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Well, folks, world is in great turmoil. It really, really is. If you just look, be certain. The whole world is shaking. Is it because of Trump? Well, I believe the Father put him in place. What the role the United States has to do with Israel and the world, we will see. And I think the Father is using him because, you know, I believe we're seeing a great spiritual battle over America. If you can see what's going on, you can see it, though, in the physical. When you see all the people, that the ungodly people that aren't saved, that are out there rioting in the streets and are saying all these lies, like Congress and these people just lie, 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 lie. And you see all the Muslims shook and say, oh, we shouldn't keep them out. And the lies and everything, you're seeing a spiritual battle over the whole world. It's time to get right now. And what counts the most is storing up treasure in heaven. And you can do that many ways, but you do it with kindness and charity to those that you love, and they expand out from there. Pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. We really need your help. And pray about supporting this warning message. Yes, $25 helps. It really does. $50 helps more, but anything that you can give would help. We got to go. Remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for your repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, folks, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and be gracious to them, and give them peace, Father, like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.